Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The Cleveland Browns proudly support the United Way of Greater Cleveland as they mobilize our community to advance education, income, and health. Join us and live united at UnitedWayCleveland.org. Final segment here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. On a great day to be a Browns fan, a great day for this organization, Joe Haden signing a five-year extension that will keep him a Cleveland Brown through the year 2019, reportedly worth $68 million, 45 which guaranteed, making him the highest paid cornerback in the league and the highest paid member of this team. And it's great to see this organization locking up its young talent.
Oh, absolutely. You know, great guy, great kid that's worked very, very hard. And, you know, I'm happy for him, happy for the fans, because you get attached to players here and you don't want to see them leave, Nathan. You really don't. You don't want to see them leave, the really good ones. You don't want to see, you never want to see, you want to see Joe Thomas remain a Brown
sure.
until he decides that he's not going to play football again. You know, the same for Alex Mack, but certainly Haden. And there just hasn't been enough of that. But now you get a whiff that, you know what, people are going to start to want to be here now.
Yeah, they want to be here. Some momentum building.
Sure.
Let's go to Josh in Toledo now. Josh, welcome to the show. How you doing,
Thanks
Josh?
For taking the call.
Of course.
Hey, I wanted to make a comment about every projection I see out there for Joel Bitonio is to play guard. I would argue I think our biggest need on our offensive line is our right tackle. If you look at what Mitchell Schwartz did last year, he just does not seem athletic enough to hold up against, like, edge rushers. I mean, he was a real liability. I'd rather see Bitonio compete for that right tackle spot, and if he for some reason lost out, then throw him in at one of the guard positions. What do you guys think about that?
Well, number one, I think you got to give Schwartz a little bit of a break. He was hurt at the beginning of the year last year. He had a foot injury that really bothered him. He stayed in there, and I agree with you, early he could not compete, I guess, against the likes of Cameron Wake. He had an awful opening game that day, and he had a real struggle. Once he started to feel a little bit better, and he never was 100%, I thought he got better, and you didn't notice it quite as much. So I really believe that you got to give him a little bit of a pass on last year. Now, remember, McQuiston can play tackle, too. So I think if they want this kid to go in and play guard, you know, Bitonio, I think that that's the way to do it and let Schwartz and McQuiston battle a little bit out of tackle. But I wouldn't give up on Mitchell Schwartz yet.
I don't want to give up on Mitchell Schwartz either, and I'll tell you why. When you look at last year, you talk about the beginning of the season, he was a little bit hurt.
Yeah.
He was also playing next to, at the time, the worst right guard in the league. They had injuries at that spot. You had lost LaValle.
Now, mind you, that's a $17 million right guard you're talking about.
Well, he wasn't even there at the beginning of the year, LaValle. That's when it was O'Neal Cousins,
right? Yeah, right.
And it hurt. And it hurt Mitchell Schwartz's productivity as well. So I'm just going to throw out a couple stats that will give you some hope, at least in my mind, for Mitchell Schwartz.
Okay.
Of last year, he gave up 11 sacks. This is according to Pro Football Focus. Only two of them came in the second half of the season.
There you go.
Of the 19 quarterback hits that he gave up last year, only five of them came in the second half of the season. So this was a guy who got exponentially better as the season went on. And, in fact, from week 9 on, he had a positive grade from Pro Football Focus every week. I think you can win with Mitchell Schwartz. What this team needed was somebody in the interior, a nasty, mean guard, and that's exactly what I think Joel Bitonio has been drafted to be.
Yeah, I think I really do. I think they got hurt at the guards. Plural
yes.
position
Greco
last year. I really do.
Year.
I really do. I think that, you know, that whole combination, LaValle, Cousins, Pinkston, Greco, you know, you got to be better in there. I really believe you got to give Schwartz a pass.
I agree. I think that that's fine. And we heard Mike Pettine say earlier, tackle is not a need for this team. That'll do it for us. Coming up next is Julian Gerard. Want to thank Scott Petrek from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. Want to thank Mark Craig from the Star Tribune in Minneapolis. Joe Biscaglia from the Bills beat reporter from WGR Radio in Buffalo. And we want to thank all of you for calling up today, and want to thank the front office of the Cleveland Browns and Joe Haden for getting an extension done for one of the great players of the Cleveland Browns, locking him up through the year 2019. Joe, congratulations. You have earned it. You deserve it. And we are all very happy to know that you will be the face of this franchise for many years to come. For Nathan Zagura and Jim Donovan, this was Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.